Advising My Stem Cells. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Advising My Stem Cells. I have 10,000 stem cells born in my brain every day. And throughout the rest of my body, scientists will find in a very short time that stem cells are being born with every organ, with every action, with every function of my body, and that these stem cells are waiting to follow whatever we want them to do. And we have our original purity and integrity, which always is with us, and that is how our stem cells are born, with our original purity and integrity. They're undifferentiated, they're ready to be put to motion, put to work in any direction we want. Now, how do I direct my stem cells? How do I tell them what to do? Well, I don't really tell them what to do. I am the vehicle in which the stem cells are riding. And this vehicle is either a good vehicle or a not such a good vehicle. Doesn't have to be either or. But this vehicle is going to tell the stem cells that are born into it momently what kind of a vehicle it is. And if it's a happy vehicle filled with joyous, happy thoughts, then the stem cells are going to be filled with joyous, happy thoughts and just sort of continue with that theme and be the overwhelming principle that guides my life, my body, and my affairs. Now, how do I have my temple, my body, my being, be a reflector of what I really want to experience? Because it's obvious that I'm not experiencing everything I'd really like to experience. There are many things in my life I would enjoy thoroughly. There are many activities, there are many people, there are many circumstances, there are many items that I would enjoy. And I don't have them at the moment. Well, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think in our thoughts, so are we. As I visualize in my life, so I experience it. But now, do I have the courage and the strength and the power and the desire to think certain thoughts, regardless that they may not appear to be there at the moment? Can I think that I am whole and perfect right now if I am not whole and perfect right now? Can I think I am independently wealthy if I am not demonstrating that at the moment? Well, that's the rub, as Shakespeare would say. The point being, what do I want? What do I choose to have in my life? Out of the infinite storehouse of all good, what am I choosing for myself today? What am I choosing as my most important commodity of activity, thought, beingness, items in my world right now? Do I consider my new home as my most desirable thing? Then my every thought is upon my new home. And I may not be living in it yet. I may just be demonstrating mentally this new home. But as I think about it, I think about its rooms, I think about what's going on in the home, I think about the attitudes of everybody in the home, I think about the harmony, the peace, the love, I think about the opportunity to work in the garden, the opportunity to have a yard to take care of the grass and the trees and the flowers and the birds and the bees and all the good stuff that come with it. And my mind is everlastingly thinking about my beautiful home. And lo and behold, the beautiful home reveals itself. It was there all the while, but I had to get my thoughts centered on it so that I could experience it. Now, the same goes with my body. If in my body I'm experiencing something that is not pleasurable to me, I start imagining pleasurable experiences. I start imagining every single part of my body functioning in this absolutely wonderful way. I visualize every aspect of my body, and it's not too hard. I can just look at it. And if one hand has a problem, I look at the other hand that doesn't. And I visualize my hands both like the one that doesn't have a problem. I visualize my body. That's why we like to look at beautiful people. Movie stars are always so attractive. They have sort of a charisma about them. If not, if their facial beauty, if their out picturing of a perfect person isn't all that we would like, their charisma shines forth as something so beautiful that we just love them and titillate with them and delight with them. And what we are doing, we are putting that as a cause in motion in our body, in our life, in our affairs. Why do you admire certain people? Why do you admire certain wealthy people or certain ordinary people, people who are not necessarily wealthy? Why do you admire things like that? Well, it isn't a matter of why you admire it. It's that you do admire it, and you are ready to demonstrate that in your life right now. And as you admire it, that's a good word for it, as you admire wealth, as you admire health, as you admire wholeness, as you admire everything beautiful and good, as you admire that, that's a good, good word. Admire, admire, admire. I admire beautiful children. I admire beautiful adults. I admire beautiful pets. I admire beautiful property, beautiful homes, beautiful countryside. I admire myself. I admire myself for having done such a lovely, thoughtful thing. I admire myself for being such a gentle, kind, and sweet, and marvelous person. I admire myself because that's who I am. I admire that ideal, my original purity and integrity. That's how I prepare a place to receive the stem cells. I prepare a place in which they will come and be happy. I prepare a place in which they will know this is how we live in this house. This is how we live in this world, in this beingness which I am. We live in this beingness which I am in a happy frame of mind. We live in this beingness in which I am in a frame of mind that says, wow, isn't it great? Isn't it great to do these things? Well, you know, I keep telling myself, I love chocolate cake, and I love chocolate ice cream, and I love these things. And really, they're not the best thing for my body. They're not as health-giving to my body, or as desirable to my body as something else. And so, if I want to change my attitude and be more health-giving to my body, I'll say, I love fruits and vegetables that are healthy for my body. I love meat and potatoes that are healthy for my body. I love everything that is healthy for my body. I love everything that is healthy. I don't say I love things that are not necessarily beneficial to my body. Oh, they taste so good, though, but they're not necessarily beneficial. I don't need all that sweets. I don't need all that sugar. I don't need all that substance that is just not my choice. I choose the most desirable, wonderful things. Well, when I start thinking about choosing desirable, wonderful things, then I start eating them, and I start enjoying them, and I start looking forward to them. I admire them. And so the stem cells in me, they look at these good things, and they say, yep, that's fine. And then they respond to them. They don't respond to the things I don't call absolutely positive. They respond only to the things I call absolutely positive. And in responding to those things I call absolutely positive, that is what takes place in my life and my affairs. Why are we living longer? Well, we're having more excitement in our life. We're having more interest in the world that goes around us and all the beautiful things. We're having more excitement in the things that we're doing. Life is more exciting and we're living longer. Why are we living healthier? Life is exciting and we're living healthier. You say, well, there is more of this and there's more of that. Well, no, not percentage-wise. If you take the percent of people on the face of the earth, you'll find that there are more people without today on a percentile basis than there were with years ago. And by without, there are more people without unhappiness, without illness, without poverty. There are more people without sickness today on a percentage basis than there were years ago. Years ago, the many things were done that postulated sickness and poverty, and today that's not being done. Today people are thinking healthy thoughts. They're thinking happy thoughts. They're thinking abundant thoughts. And though they're spending like wild Indians, they're still having plenty to spend and plenty to go around. You say, well, there's poverty in this world. Well, the percentile of poverty in this world compared to the percentile of poverty in the world years ago is much less. But it's still a very definite and a very heavy thing. And this philosophy, this teaching, moves us from the level of poverty, no matter what degrading poverty we may be experiencing, from that level into a higher level of awareness, so that we reveal in our life all the good that's there. And that's what we are telling our beautiful stem cells that are born every day in our body. We tell them that we are abundant, that we are happy, that we are healthy, that we are the kind of people that make the world go around in a very happy way. What do I tell my stem cells? Words speak louder than words, that's for sure. Actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. What are our actions? Do we believe in ourselves? I believe in myself, I believe in myself, I believe in myself. The words are fine. But when the actions follow that, when you act like you believe in yourself, well, I like myself. I have nothing to be unhappy about. I'm not sorry for myself. Well, how do you act? You go around telling everybody about any little incident in your life which is negative? That's a shame, because you empower it. Or do you go around telling everybody how wonderful the world is and how wonderful everything is in your life and your affairs? Then that's what you empower. That's what you want to tell your stem cells. All the wonderful things about you. All the wonderful things about me. All the wonderful things about my life, my world, and who I am. And when I tell my stem cells these things, then they'll say, oh boy, that's the way we go. They don't care. They don't care what we say to them. All they care about is that we give them some attention, and whatever attention we give them, that's where they act. And so if the attention we give our stem cells is the attention of love, peace, harmony, joy, goodness, wholeness, perfection, immortality, then that's the way we'll go. Immortality? Sure. Sure. There's no reason that we should live such short lives, but we live such short life because we get bored. And then we stop living. We retire and we do nothing. We say, well, I always wanted to go fishing. I always go fishing while before you retire. Go fishing while you're active. Go fishing while you're doing. Do the things you like to do while you're filled with power and energy and joy. And then you'll find you'll never want to retire. You'll continually go on doing these things because you want to be involved in something. You don't have to stay with the same job you've always had. You might retire from one and move right into another. That's what people do nowadays, and that's beautiful. You see, it's the endlessness of all. And this is what the stem cells want to hear about, our endlessness of all, and how they can enjoy that more and more, completely, wonderfully, and beautifully, every day of their lives. Have a lovely day as you and your stem cells, as I and my stem cells. Get to know each other and show each other just how wonderful everything is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.